il-koalizzjoni tgħid li se twarrab il-policy tal-elezzjoni tagħha li jispiċċa l-arranġament tax-xogħol mid-dar għall-ħaddiema tas-settur pubbliku u twarrab il-pjan li tnaqqas 41,000 impjieg fis-settur tas-servizz pubbliku tal-Commonwealth. Minn flok tnaqqas l-impjiegi bil-fors fis-servizz pubbliku federali dan jonqos gradwalment b'nies li jispiċċaw jew jirtiraw mix-xogħol. Fistqarrija il-kellimi tal-finanzjal l-oppożizzjoni Jane Hume tgħid li il-partit sema dak li intqal minnis u bidlu femitom u jifmu l-għażliet flessibbli tax-xogħol inkluż li jaħdu mid-dar bħala ħaġa tajba. Il-mexxej tal-koalizzjoni Peter Dutton qal lil Channel 9 li kienet policy ħażina u issa wasal iż-żmien li nimxu l-quddiem.
We're listening to what people have to say. We've made a mistake in relation to the policy. We apologize for that and we've dealt with it. But we're not going to be framed up by a prime minister who's got a real problem with the truth. What we've said is that we've listened to Australians and we've made it very clear that work from home is a reality for many people, for our friends, for people in our workplace, and we're supportive of that. So Labor tried to twist it into something else, and I think we just clarify our position today.
Il-Prim Ministru Anthony Albanese jgħid li jekk jerġa' jkun elett gvern Laburista ikun lest li juża setat ta' bil-fors biex jerġa' jakkwista l-kontroll tal-Port ta' Darwin jekk ikun hemm bżonn. Iż-żewġ partiti ħabbru l-intenzjoni tagħhom li jiżguraw bidla biex jiksbu lura it-tmexxija tal-port li bħalissa huwa mikri lill-kumpanija Ċiniża Landbridge. Il-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton jgħid li l-koalizzjoni tinsisti li takkwista t-tmexxija tal-port bil-fors jekk ma jinstabx sit ġdid f'6 xhur. Anthony Albanese naqas li jiddikjara kemm jieħu żmien meta kemm mistoqsi mill-SBS.
Prime Minister Landbridge has told SBS that the port is not for sale. So are you prepared to use compulsory acquisition powers?
Yes.
After how long?
Yes, we are.
The time frame.
Why can't you say the time frame?
I'm not putting a time frame on it. We are prepared.
Oh,
we are prepared to do that. We're prepared to do it on the basis of proper commercial advice, which we are continuing to engage. Treasury and Finance have been engaged in this.
Diversi gruppi jgħidu li huma konvinti li l-proposta tal-koalizzjoni li tnaqqas in-numru ta' studenti internazzjonali tagħmel ħsara l-ekonomija mingħajr ma tgħin biex tindirizza l-kriżi ta' l-affordabilità tad-djar. Il-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Peter Dutton ikkonferma li l-koalizzjoni qed tipproponi li tnaqqas ir-reġistrazzjoni ta' studenti internazzjonali minkejja attentat simili mill-Laburisti s-sena l-oħra li ma rnexxiex.
I'm going to be the Prime Minister of this country that restores the dream of home ownership, and we can do that in a sensible, measured way. And this is the latest iteration, the latest part of our positive plan to get young Aussies into housing as quickly as possible and to make sure that rents are affordable again. So if you've got 42 international students for every one student unit being built, that has a huge impact.
Universitajiet madwar l-Awstralja u l-Kunsell ta' negozju ħarġu stqarrijiet li jgħidu li tnaqqis tal-istudenti internazzjonali ikollu impatt fuq is-setturi tal-esportazzjoni tal-pajjiż, tnaqqis fit-tkabbir ekonomiku u impjiegi lokali. Maħrin Farrukki mill-ħodor s-adattant tgħid li din hija policy razzista.
And you know an election is coming when like clockwork Dutton and his liberals start to scapegoat and blame international students for the housing crisis and the rental crisis that they did not cause. This is just stoking racism, division and fear. And sadly, the Labour Party and the Liberals are both in a race to the bottom on migration this election, as they are every election.